Have you received the promise ring before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I think your opinion is coming from, you're the opposite of him.
She shares the same opinion, and she...
I don't know, because
she was with the promise ring.
That's what I'm saying. I see that shit. Okay. I see that shit. Okay. I see that shit. Y'all are locked in because you were the liar, and you got lied to.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh. Yeah. Get to the money and slide. Huh. Free all the bros inside. Huh. Play with the bros, you die. Huh. Yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain, come get it. Taking the money, run with it. New to this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh. Yeah.
We'll do it.
All right, man. Let's get it rolling, brother. Hey, man. Say, man. It's the Got 15 Podcast. Coming back, man. Volume 4. Part who knows, man. You already know who's coming with y'all with the Got 15 crew, man. But we have two special guests to my left. Go ahead and shout yourselves out.
I'm Aaliyah, Aaliyah Marie IG on Instagram.
I'm Aaliyah too, Aaliyah Siobhan on Instagram. It's deactivated right now, but TikTok too.
Damn. well, when she get her shit back, make sure you go check her Instagram out. And also check out other guests' Instagram as well. And if I know is one thing about Yeah Mike, man. One thing I know is Yeah Mike come with the topics.
That is true.
So Yeah Mike, what you got for us, brother?
You know, this came from actually last episode. Me and you had a great argument.
We did have a great argument last episode.
About 30-minute argument. About
15-minute episode, by the way.
Yeah, 15-minute episode, 30-minute argument, right? So we was talking about promise rings, right? And we didn't have a female perspective when we was having this argument. And we was on both sides of the argument. I'm not going to tell who is who. I'm not gonna say shit about it, right?
All
right,
fair.
I'm going to just let y'all know, like, if you were in a relationship with a guy and you wanted to get married and he gave you a promise ring, how would that make you feel?
I feel like there's an age to promise rings. Like, if you are in high school, like, you can't get married, like, propose and get married, that's the age for promise rings. Even at my age, like, I wouldn't be looking at a promise ring weird, but if we're 25, 28, like, you might as well. Like, it just seems childish to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
And it depends on, like, how long into the relationship he gives you a promise ring that, like...
Is earlier better or is later better?
Earlier, because that's, like, that's little. But if it's, like, we're older and then 5 years, I'm expecting the ring.
Nah, we 2 years in.
Right.
And we're older than 25, I'm looking at you, like, promise ring.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy.
That's an interesting perspective.
So it sounds like it's maxing out at 25. Like, is that the age where it becomes childish? Or
to me, I feel like, because me, I feel like I would want to get married around, like, the 25 to 28, like, age range. So for me, like, yeah, I feel like once we that age, like, you done graduated, you could have graduated. Like, I'm thinking about going to law school. Like, I'm done with that at that point.
Yeah.
So it's like.
You disagree?
I get that. I mean. The older I get, the more 25 seem a little out of reach. But, yeah, if we're around that age, I see.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to...
No, you can go ahead. Okay. Yeah, I know you like the yap, bro.
I want to hear his.
I was just going to say, so last episode, I said basically... word for word what y'all said. That's why I'm so glad I didn't even have to use any words.
Not word for word, but you can continue.
A lot of the key words, childish, I brought that up first. I'm an adult woman. Like, it doesn't carry that much weight past, I feel like, a high school level, because that's when you can't get married. All right, like, you literally, like, I have no choice.
That's what it's
for, like. So, right, this is the only way that I can show you some kind of declaration, show you some kind of commitment. But when you're like, I mean, I was like, even at 22, 23, we had some mixed, we did cost people. So we had some mixed responses as far as that age. It's okay, well, maybe I'll consider it depending on the scenario. But once you're at that 24, 25, 26, like, that's just not enough. And so what I was explaining to him is that there's no real security that's given for a woman behind a promise ring. Like, there's none, like, other than a promise. And I said, like, especially when the older you get, the more promises that you've heard, like, it's not necessarily that every promise was given, you know, in malintention, just to kind of, you know, just to hush you up or just to kind of get past a certain barrier. But that's just the reality of relationships. And I feel like he didn't understand that yet.
Nah, no, no. Because my point, it was me. Yeah.
Well, both of them, I was arguing both of them. Okay. Let's make that clear.
See, like, this is my point, though. Like, so, I don't mean to shit on you, but we did talk about
that. Go ahead,
brother. So when he was in high school, right, mm-hmm. he gave a girl a promise ring. Mm-hmm. He's not married right now. He broke up with this girl, right? So he's over here claiming it's childish and all this shit. I'm like, I can see what you're saying, how it can be childish. But I'm just saying from the point of, if I was a man, 23, and if I really wanted to marry this girl, right? But I knew, like, I can't get her no real ring. I can't drop 10K on a ring, 30K on a wedding. Like, I can't do that shit right now. But I give her this promise ring and let her really know what it is. And I, like, stand up to the promise of what the promise ring is. I feel like that would be acceptable in a lot of situations. And he was saying,
to me, I feel like the price of the ring doesn't really matter. Yeah. But still, like, saying, oh, this is a promise ring, I feel like it could come off childish. Like, if you want to get married and you don't have the money to go get a $10,000 ring, first of all, she shouldn't care about the price if you want to marry her. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whatever you can afford, you get that. And then it's not a promise ring. You're engaged now. And if y'all can't get married, okay, maybe you have a longer engagement. Like, I just feel like promise ring.
Or just upgrade the ring later.
Exactly. Mm. Your anniversary, like something like that.
I 100% agree. I feel like though that's how you move as an adult. And that's what I'm trying to explain to him. That I'm not saying that a promise ring is not a declaration of your love for this person. It's not you really trying to show her your commitment. I agree. That is why I gave her that ring in high school. I could not. I wanted to show you, hey, look, I am committed to you outside of my words, outside of my actions that both reflect the same thing that I'm saying. This is another form of that commitment. All I'm saying is that has diminishing returns every year you get older. So at 15, that may have really held some weight. At 25, it holds a heavily reduced amount of weight.
I agree with that.
To the point where I don't even really see the value of doing that gesture.
Yes, and bro, the whole point of this was like
he was not giving this attitude last episode.
No, he was tearing my ass up last episode.
Mm.
And it was a different situation and how we're talking sure. about it too. But sure. but my only thing is, yeah, if you're in the position to get the ring and you get a promise ring, okay, yeah, you're that's being childish. That you're right. If you can get the ring and you just like, okay, she's fucking in my ear about this ring. Let me just get her a promise ring just because, yes, that's fucking childish. But let me ask y'all this, right? Let's say we 22, 23, right? And y'all locked in with bro. Let's say 2 years y'all been locked in, right? You've been kind of expressing marriage, possibility, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, he breaks it out. He brings a promise ring, but he breaks it all down. Like, I can't do the engagement right now. Like, I can't get you a real ring. I don't feel comfortable as a man to do that. Like, I'm not where I need to be. Do you look at him differently now that he's giving you the promise ring? Or do you look at the relationship differently? Or is it like a pro or a con when it comes to that?
I don't know, because I still feel the same. Like, even if it's a Pandora ring, if you want to get married, I feel like it's like a big difference in like proposing to somebody versus like a promise ring.
He said he was paying $1,000 on a promise ring.
I did not say that.
Not him.
You might as well just get a ring and upgrade it later.
I
was about to
say, I said at that point, what is the point of doing the promise ring? Like, that's what an engagement ring is. You're promising to marry this person.
That's my thing.
Like, so why even substitute it for a promise ring?
Because you can't do the real ring. And you want to give her something. You
want to give her,
because I mean, just as a man, you if you're not ready to marry a girl, you're not even going, like, that's not even in your mind. Like, getting her to ring is not necessarily the last thing on your mind, but you're not trying to rush that shit, especially if you're actually trying to get married to this girl. Like, you're not finna rush her ring just because she wants it. Like, even though you want it to, like, a real nigga gonna know, like, yo, I can't do this shit right now. But the promise ring, he can do. I can make this promise to you. I'm gonna grind it out.
I'd rather, like, we can have a conversation about that. Please don't give me a promise ring.
Okay, so
that's gonna make me feel like, again, like, very, it just feels childish.
Childish. Mm.
What if it was included as like a birthday gift? Like, you know,
I'm just saying, could give me jewelry, but please don't say.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, though. I bought you this fancy ring, and you know, I feel like it's all about presentation as well. Like,
why a fancy ring if you're not proposing?
You can still buy people rings. That's like a necklace.
Not a ring with a promise with it. There's a name for that.
Okay, what about promise flowers? Would that make a difference? If it's not the ring.
Yeah.
So they was gaslighting me.
I don't know, guys. If we're talking about the age range from 22 to 23.
Let's say that, yeah.
I mean, you can do that? Your birthday, I could see.
And I was like, the conversation was a little bit different when we first discussed it, but like the age range I was considering was like 20 to 23 when this would be okay. I agree that after 25, this is maxing out.
Yeah.
But that's where like they were barking at each other. You were saying you know, a grown woman wouldn't appreciate that.
I said anything our age and above, I feel like we're already at the point to it's like, okay.
See, yes, I can't agree with that one, bro.
I said, yes, it is a declaration of your love, but it's not a high level of commitment. Like there are other things. I don't know if there's other things you can do for, you know, financially maybe that can, you know, show that commitment or anything like that. But I don't think that that's carrying as much weight as you want it to carry. And now, granted, bro, I feel you as far as like you want to show her something and you can't do what she really wants yet. So you think, okay, all right, I can't give you 100, but I'm giving you 50. Like 50 should be straight. But sometimes 50 is slap in the face when you need 100. Like,
true.
But then also though, if she loved you, she would appreciate that shit.
No,
I would appreciate it, but still in the back of my mind, I would be like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, okay, are you not proposing? Like, do you think like, this is good enough?
You start dating someone in December. If they come around in June with just a piece of jewelry as a token of their love for you, I feel like that's okay.
Yeah, yes. That's fine.
That's not what that is, though. That's not what a promise ring
is. I think a promise ring is equivalent to a token of love. It's just the way I worded it. It's the same shit.
So we can accept a regular ring, but not a promise ring? Is that what I'm hearing?
He could just buy you jewelry.
I think the way it
that's kind of how I feel. Like
buy you jewelry. That's what it is at the same time, though.
So an unpromised ring is cool.
Like, I feel like I think the name promise ring is where it's getting thrown off at.
Well, but the reason that name is a thing, the reason that things have names, is because those names hold significance. So the reason why you said the promise ring is because you want it to hold more significance than a traditional just costume jewelry or some kind of regular ring.
True.
So that's why that's why they're like, what are you talking about? A promise ring? Okay, thanks. I appreciate. Like,
exactly.
I appreciate
like,
it. I'm not gonna like, oh, don't give me that shit. I wouldn't expect that. That's a different conversation. But I think, like I said, what Mike was saying is that for them to accept that as some kind of step, it's not a step. It's just a gift.
Also, a point that Mike
was
making.
It's just reassurance, if anything, really.
He was making the point last episode that Mike broke the promise. He's saying that he's not going to break the promise, so it will be significant once he follows through. Yeah. That was another part that he was saying there's going to be the difference because –
Of course you think it's childish if you gave a girl a promise ring and you didn't fucking follow through on the promise.
Then you have bad thoughts about that. She's like, fuck that.
He's saying that like I gave the girl the ring like with the intention to break the promise. Like,
well, obviously
I was with the girl for dinner 5 years. Like, I didn't intend to break that damn promise. Like, obviously,
but you did.
I was carrying it out. But what I've been explaining to him is that his relationship experience is very limited.
Yeah.
Very limited. Very limited.
I was trying to say.
And so with that being said, he doesn't understand the nuances that go in a relationship where two people can really want that shit to work out and it doesn't work out. I'm not sure if he's experienced that just yet.
So you think he's delusional?
Well, not delusional.
Yeah.
But childish.
Childish.
I was going to say immature, but I thought like maybe childish was better because it was more in context with the conversation, because I think it's a childish perspective to think that, oh, I've made this promise, so this is how life just happens. So let me ask you this.
How you make the promise?
So let's say you make a promise ring and she cheats on you, right? Y'all break up.
Yeah.
Does that invalidate that promise you made to her?
Well, my promise to... Well, yeah, because... Well, that's different.
I'm saying, end of
the
relationship. Does that make you... No, you she cheated on you, and or she just started treating you so horribly.
Well, I'm going to let her know during the promise, like, I like how you've been. I like how this relationship been going. Okay. How you've been respecting me.
So if that person changed in that relationship, or you feel like you did not fully receive her into that bargain, does that invalidate your promise?
My promise? No.
So why are you invalidating mine?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Because I didn't break up with her for no reason. There was reasons why I felt like we broke up. So I'm not understanding that major point in your argument. That's
the whole point of a promise ring. That's the thing. Of course, I'm just saying you're gonna think it's childish if you don't put any backing behind it. Of course, it's childish then. But if I'm serious about it, then yeah, it's gonna. Okay, let me ask y'all this, right? Let's say y'all was talking to dude and you was pushing the marriage, right? Y'all was pushing the marriage. And then, but you don't know when it's going to happen. You have no idea when it's going to. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. But you're pressing the marriage. But he gives you this promise ring. He's like, yo, 6 to 8 months, I got you the real ring. Is that not better?
Yeah, yeah, with the promise ring. That makes a difference. If that's what you say, okay, it's in how you say it. But if you're just handing a promise ring like, oh, this is a promise.
No.
Saying it like that,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the
then better? I would look at it like, okay, but in 6 to however many months,
you have to come through.
And that's the promise.
In that time, so let's say that time comes.
I think that's a good.
Are you now expecting an engagement ring, or are you expecting marriage?
An engagement ring.
So then it'll be more than time.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. I think it's the presentation, bro. If you add, like, listen, hey, 6 to 8 months. It's December right now. July, I'm going to be ready to get engaged. We're going to run this shit up.
See, that's the point of a promise. I guess I'm giving you this promise that I'm going
to. When you make it loose ended,
so
it's
why
ugly.
Not just extend the engagement then? I think that's. Why not just have a longer engagement? If you're giving her a time frame of 6 months or 8 months or even a year, why not just extend your engagement? It's not like personal. It's a requirement to get engaged and get married 6 months. There are people who have a year, 2 years. I've seen 3 years because we don't have the money to get to do how we want to do it yet. But we are still committed to each other, and this is how we are showing that.
What if you really want to plan some shit? Like, where do you think you're gonna get engaged at,
bro? What?
I don't want to spoil it.
Think it too.
Okay.
I don't spoil it.
But like, that's a. Most likely out of country trip.
For sure.
Like, we talking about a $7,000 to $10,000 trip, maybe. Who knows?
Plus the ring.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like real shit.
Maybe.
I probably can't do that in December, but in July, yes. 7 to 10 was a lot. Crazy. But yeah. 7 including the ring? For sure.
Including the ring, for sure. Yeah.
For sure.
That's fine. So, yeah, that's probably under.
And that's too low, including the ring. So you're definitely talking about 10,000 right there. I might not be able to do that in December, but in July.
But you could though. Stop! That's what I'm saying. That was just cap.
I'm just saying.
Not with this imaginary. Okay,
I think
like,
it's more of like,
oh my god, I'm so poor. Like, I can't even support myself. Oh my god, that's not the truth.
I mean, it'd be like that for some niggas though. But
I'm not talking to them.
Okay.
I'm talking to y'all.
Okay.
I'm just saying though, like, or stop. It's like that could be stop. Be like that's me letting her know. Listen, I'm dead ass about that shit.
Dead ass.
Like,
but you're not dead ass.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You're not dead ass.
If you are, you are.
Okay, Mike.
You weren't.
I really,
I get your perspective.
Oh my god, I can't wait till you give a girl a promise ring, bro.
I'm not,
and I want you to marry
I'm not
that girl
every
and love her forever, bro.
I don't plan on getting a girl a promise ring. That's not the goal. My goal isn't. Oh shit. We at promise ring time.
So
like,
why
no.
Play with her, bro.
Like, I'm not playing. Play I'm just saying, bro? If I was in a space where, like, yo, I can't do the promise ring. But, like,
tease,
she on
bro.
My ass about getting the actual ring. And I'm like, yo, I have to give her something. I can't just.
Wait, so that would be the only reason you're getting it?
Yeah.
He literally told me I was a bad person
for
saying that earlier.
If I have to beg you for it, I don't want it.
No. I'm not saying beg me for a promise ring. I'm just saying, if you're over here, like, if you're showing signs that you want to get married, and I know, like, back of my mind, I know I can't do that. I'm at least try to give you the promise ring to like, but it comes with the message and actually
yeah,
making the promise.
Yeah,
because
I was about to say,
thing.
As long as you word it like
the
with a time frame, yeah, you like put a time frame on it, I wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, it's not just a here's a ring.
I think
you
I
might
would
get
do
another
everything
one.
You just said.
You might
just wouldn't give you a ring though with it. I would do the whole like, hey, listen, I see your signs. I'm seeing you. I'm hearing you. I understand that you're trying to let me know something. I see that, and I'm committed to you. And as you see with my actions, I'm gonna do the whole thing.
But you're like, okay.
There is no. I mean, of course, you know, I'm maybe have like a dinner, you know, like like a, you know, any event, make an event out
might
of
well
it.
Pop out the fucking ring, then, bro. If you gonna do all that, might as well pop out. Give her something tangible as an actual promise. Like,
is that not my argument?
She sees this. Yeah. Okay, she sees this shit. He's making up my promise, bro. What was
your? I feel like you just made my argument for me, bro. You said if you can do all that, you might as well just do the ring,
the promise ring.
No, he's missing
the point. So you just feel like you could communicate it's coming, but like.
Yes. But that's rah-rah too, though. They hear that shit all
the time. That's even worse, rah-rah, bro.
Which is my point is that they've heard promises. They've already heard that. I don't feel like the promise ring itself does much. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think like that. That's like I gave you $100, giving you with a promise ring is 105. Like you know, I out of value. Like it's not. Like the promises with an engagement ring, it's 1,000. Like you know that's way higher in value than. The words in a promise ring. That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever received the promise ring before? See, biased opinion, I think.
Is that bias? Yeah.
I'm assuming that promise ring is now invalid, right?
This was a question here. What do you think the percentage of relationships that have gotten a promise ring that stay married?
Get married.
Stay married or get married?
Get married and stay married.
Well, so much.
Because you use divorce against marriages. You can keep it going. Answer that question, please. What do y'all think?
Percentage?
I don't know. Like probably what? Like...
Go ahead, girl.
I'd say like 5%.
5 is cool. Like 5%. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking under 10.
Yeah, under 10.
I'm thinking under 10.
Sure. I guess I'm a hopeful nigga, bro.
I feel like even though like... Okay, y'all mindset is a good, or your mindset, what you said, like putting a time frame on it is good to have. But I feel like a lot of men do use it as like a facade, like a false promise. And they just use it to keep you there. Thinking is coming next. And they don't say it like that. They don't put a time on it, which is why that makes it different. But I feel like a lot of them use it as a false promise.
Have you received the promise ring before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I think your opinion is coming from you're the opposite of him.
She shares the same opinion, and she.
I don't know because
she was with the promise ring.
That's what I'm saying. I see that shit. Y'all are locked in because you were the liar and you got lied to. That's why y'all are like,
hell no, exactly.
Yeah. I was stupid. Like that's how both of y'all feel. Y'all are literally, bro. I mean, like both sides have points, right? I think it maxes out at a certain age, but you add in, like, listen, 6 to 8 months or the time frame that's reasonable.
So are you a liar because you've told girls that you loved them before?
Yo, stuck
are you
ass.
Are you a liar?
Stuck as
I've lied
or did
before.
You or
lied is
or did you right. did you believe those things you were saying?
Well, you know, one time I had to say that shit.
I ain't
back.
Talking about that time.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
come on.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been in relationships where she said she loved me. I told her I didn't.
Okay. So the times that you told her every day,
yes.
I love you, I love you, I love you, were you lying?
I wasn't telling her that. I told her I didn't love her.
In every relationship you ever been?
Oh, in every? No. But if I've said it, I meant it.
So that's what I'm saying. So you feel like you've meant it.
Yes.
Are you a liar? For saying that, because that's a broken promise. You didn't love her, like you said.
No, you didn't work out someone, so break up with him. That's different,
thing, bro. But the promise, literally the point of a promise ring is I promise to get you an actual ring. That's the point of it. So saying I love you is not any type of promise. That's just saying I love you. You can fucking change feelings for somebody, but say, literally giving them a promise ring is a promise that is literally an engagement. Okay, no. Let me.
chill.
I'm finna misspeak. I stopped.
15-year-old, a promise ring is an engagement ring.
Exactly.
Thank you, bro. Shit, childish, bro.
I don't think, okay, any promise ring before the age of 18, before the age of 20, really, is invalid, I feel like. Because you don't even know what the fuck life is at that point.
So any before 20 and then any after 25 is invalid too?
I'm even going to say the 25 part.
No, Chan agreed with 25.
I mean, that's a good age, but it's more of like where you are in life.
So there's only a 5-year window that promise rings count.
I'm not agreeing with that. No.
Well,
it's whenever. It's how you word it. That's how I feel. It's how you word it.
The presentation. How you do a good presentation at 26, and I know we're going to be married before I get to 27, fuck it.
Like Mike, bro. If I told you I gave a girl a promise ring, if I told you that
after we clowned you,
you would know damn well
after
I'm
we
not.
I just playing.
No, I'm talking about like, let's say, oh yeah, after this, fuck it.
Sure.
Let's say I told you I gave a girl a promise ring. Mm-hmm. You would know in your mind, damn, this nigga Mike is going to get her an actual ring.
Sure.
So that's the whole point of the promise ring.
But
let me, on this, if we have other homies that Let me just say other homies. Sure, you know sure, other homies I'm talking about.
Yes.
If they said they gave a girl a promise ring, you would be like, well, that's childish. Because it's a different perspective. You know it's not going to be upheld.
I disagree. Because if one of those fellas gave a girl a promise ring, I would be so shocked that he felt that he needed to do that, or that he wanted to do that, that he, damn, this, he may really be locked in. Does that mean this nigga is married? No. Does it maybe increase his chances? Maybe a little bit.
It can be a manipulation. It gives her
more security that he is serious.
Sometimes.
Sure.
With the communication.
A little more. I can agree that it gives a little more, but not a lot.
See, I was given that all the communication and reasoning behind it was given with the promise ring. I wasn't under the perception that. Just the ring.
It's
almost like the same thing you would say when you get engaged.
Got to be super smooth.
It's almost like you tell her all the things you love about her, why you want to be with her. He's agreeing with me, but not agreeing with me at the same time.
No, I agree. You get the engagement ring, but I'm just saying, in some cases, a promise ring might be needed because she might be gone by the time you can get the engagement ring.
Because some people do put a time limit on stuff like that.
If she has a mental time space, you won't even know you're on a time limit, bro. So like I said, you don't even know you're finna be cooked, bro.
I said promise ring is going to be used as an extender. Band-aid.
It is an extender.
A band-aid for the problem of her getting married. He disagreed with that. That's what he's saying. You literally just said.
Because it's not a problem. There's no problem.
It is a problem.
What's the problem?
You just said she would leave you if you don't give it to her. Most people would leave you if you don't give her the ring within a certain time frame.
Okay.
Giving her that promise ring expands that time frame. Yes or no?
It gives her security.
Answer the question.
It freezes it. It's like, okay, now I know. Now it's like.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If I'm counting down from 30, right, and I freeze the fucking clock, do I gain or lose seconds? Answer that question.
What? You said freeze the fucking clock.
Nothing happens. Listen, he said.
Time stops.
Right. So I'm gaining time. You're extending it. Oh my God. Well,
I said it was an extender. I said it's not a band-aid.
The promise ring in the time frame, though.
In the time frame.
Yeah, within the time frame.
And so it doesn't extend the time frame. You say it still is within that same 3-year time frame.
Yeah.
But now you get to set the time frame. Because, let's say she had 2 months left of her time frame. But if you give her this promise ring, you 6 to 8. She's like, okay.
So you gained 4 months.
I'm going to at least go to. Yeah.
So you extended.
That might be all you need. I never disagreed with the extended. I disagree with the band-aid. It's not a problem. You're not putting a band-aid on a problem. You're extending your time for sure. I agree with you, bro.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you're extending your time, bro.
I ain't gonna cap. I've been hearing y'all niggas argue about this shit for 60 minutes,
actually. I would like to stop.
Yes.
We can discuss
this afterwards. Yes. But
yes. We can talk about overall.
Right. We forget that
shit. Look, man, overall, man, make sure y'all are communicating with your partner. Make sure that everything that you want them to know, they know, and you saying it. Everything that they want you to know, that you ask and say, hey, please, give them the space to communicate those things as well. Because obviously, as we can see, there are different floats for different folks. You know what I'm saying? Different things work for different people. So just talk to your partner, bro, and maybe she'll take the promise ring, and maybe she won't. But with that being said, man, it's been the Got 15 Podcast, and we out, man. Peace. Brr.
Shit, she don't take the promise ring.
This nigga sick, bro.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you don't miss any of our videos.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show. Brr.